Welcome to this special audio reflection for Advent. My name is Brian Reardon from the Catholic Health Association, and this is an audio series on reflections for the season of Advent. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Joining me for this discussion on this reflection manual that this audio series will go with is Carla Keppel from CHA. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you with us. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about the concept of Visio Divina, which is divine seeing, and that's really the premise of this year's Advent Reflection Guide.
Correct. The premise we took, like you said, is Visio Divina paired with imaginative prayer. And what that entails is really this opportunity to engage with art in a really reflective and prayerful way as a means to connecting with God. It doesn't require any special art degree. It's really just kind of sitting with and taking in these images that we've commissioned by our artist this year, Kim Rivera, who's located in Colorado. Kim, thank you so much for being with us here.
Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. It's great to be with you, Brian and Carla.
So we invited Kim to visualize and imagine with us. I mentioned that imaginative prayer is the other piece of this reflection series. And imaginative prayer has to do with sitting with scripture and really imagining yourself a part of the story. You hear and see and feel what the characters feel. And in this case, we invited Kim to depict that for us. And so we'd love for this first set to invite Kim to just talk a little bit about the process for creating these illustrations and perhaps a little bit of how your own spirituality informed your art.
Yes. So I am actually a trained printmaker. And so the method that I had used for these is with screen printing. And so if you're familiar with screen printed t-shirts, it's kind of that idea of having one layer of color kind of stenciled out onto this mesh screen that you put on each layer with each color. And as you build, you eventually have an image. And so the whole concept is building from light to dark, with your final layer capturing all that detail that brings the piece to light. And a lot of my own desire to create art, which is what's beautiful about the Visio Divina, is art allows you the opportunity to contemplate what is in front of you and to pause and to be absorbed into the work. And a lot of my own experience in my own prayer life and what I do and the ministry that I work for will translate into the work that I create and the desire to bring others into that contemplative space.
I love that perspective and just manner of being in the world. And that was something that we really wanted to capture with this reflection series and invite folks into, such that they can really discern and reflect together how we are all called by God to be in the world. Thank you so much for being with us.
And before we let you go, Kim, and we'll bring you back for the next five episodes as we look at each piece of art, were there certain elements in each picture that maybe you drew inspiration from? Is there some commonality to all of them?
Yes. So a lot of the work that I specifically focus in is relief printmaking. And a lot of that is kind of coming up with marks by carving away at surface of a linoleum block or a wood block. And in the black detail in all of the prints, I wanted to create texture and kind of this noise or this chatter that you can achieve through carving, which if you think about it, it's kind of like a stamp. And so that is what I hope ties everything together, is you can see these line movements and these patterns and these textures that harmonize the whole piece.
Great. We're going to look at each one individually and have a little discussion about that. So we'd ask our listeners to tune into the next episode, which will be a look at the week one reflection. Again, that is from The Light Shines in the Darkness, and the Darkness Has Not Overcome It, Reflections for the Season of Advent.